It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. I'm going to clear out the phone lines here and then let you get in at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phones, star KTRS. Don't forget, later on in this hour, we'll have Mike Evans talking about stuff from Hollywood, and then I'll have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news. And then, of course, at 5:59 tonight, we switch over and carry the simulcast of the Channel 2 News. I was just talking to Sandy Miller. She told me tonight's her best newscast ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Best one ever. So we're recording it. We're already planning on sending it to the Hall of Fame. What's so funny about that?
Well, if this is her best one ever, why should we listen to it from this point on?
Just because none of us will ever even find out where the Hall of Fame is.
Right.
We have the address. And
the best one ever.
Right.
That doesn't mean that Monday will top that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just up to this point.
Did Usain Bolt stop when he first set a world record? No.
No.
No. He kept on going. And going and going and going.
And going. Right.
Did Cal Ripken stop at 1,500 games? No.
No, that's exactly right.
I'm going to keep
point well made.
All right. Line up some callers for me there, Dan.
Okay.
For those of you who are just joining us now, Dan has decided that for the entire show today, he's going to imitate Tim Weiland and doing a very, very good job. But now he's got to go answer the phone.
Even answering the phone. That's really good.
Well, he still has the same personality.
That's right.
He's still Dan, but he's doing Tim's voice throughout the show today. Speaking of voices, earlier in the show, in the first hour, if you missed it, and I'm very disappointed in you if you did, but if you had other obligations in the world, I guess some people do on Friday afternoons, but if you missed it, in the first hour, we played the Turtles classic, Happy Together, but just the vocals of it, which I found on YouTube this week. It was beautiful. And then a guy called up and said, have you heard the one of David Lee Roth's vocals from the Van Halen song, Running with the Devil? And I said I hadn't, and Ian found it.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah!
Sounds silly without the music, doesn't it? The Turtles thing sounded great because of their harmonies. This sounds stupid.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal.
That sounds okay.
At least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a place that kills.
We need more of the animal sounds.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Oh, okay, that's enough. Let's go to the phones here and see who our first contestant is for today. Hello, Todd. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. We appreciate that. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm going to say hello to all the lovely women at home. My wife, Melinda, and my two daughters, Renee and Shannon. Even though Renee's not home, she's up at school, Girl Scouts.
That's okay. You got to give her the plug. Still helps out with the family chemistry. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. Full of the questions and categories for the challenge every week, and they come spilling out once I push that phone number, and here we go. Category one, have you been paying attention? Of course, it's our weekly topical category. Category two, the global village. Category three, his name is the title. Which one would you like, Todd?
I'm going to go with the weekly, have I been paying attention?
Okay, here's how the Harris Challenge works. We put 60 seconds up on the clock. We're going to ask you a series of 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points along the way. You can answer or pass on each one. If you pass on one, you can go back to it and try to answer it later on, as long as the buzzer hasn't sounded at the 1-minute mark, because that's when I'm going to tally up your points. Now, if you get half of the points available, in other words, 7.5 or more, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. winners will get their choice of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and Cottleville. $20 gift certificate for Subliminal Subs.
Subliminal.
Wehrenberg Movie Pass.
Wehrenberg.
Movie Passes. And your choice to see Escape Plan, The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, The Book Thief, or Thor, The Dark World.
I think The Book Thief and The Hunger Games Catching Fire haven't even come out yet. I think they're coming out in a couple of weeks, so you'll have a pass and you can use it later on in the month. So those are the prizes. You can have your choice of those. But, of course, if you get 15 points, which is all the points you could get, then we'll give you all the prizes. And that's got a value of well over
$1 million.
Of course, the flip side of the coin, Todd, is if you don't get past 7.5, if you get 7 or less, then, as you know, federal law requires that it punish you. And you understand that risk, don't you?
I do. I flunked out a couple of months ago, and I really did not want to embarrass myself or suffer like that again.
Well, I will tell you, today's punishment music is not David Lee Roth going, But let's avoid it and not find out what it is right now, okay? 60
All right,
seconds
I'm ready
of the
to go.
Clock. Todd, have you been paying attention? Which video retailer announced this week that it will close its remaining 300 stores and distribution centers? Yes. Which TV news show apologized today for a recent story about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi?
That would have been...
You want to pass?
Pass.
Which Midwestern state is poised to become the 15th U.S. state to allow same-sex marriage after the state's legislature approved it this week?
Illinois.
Correct. What were 8 Brooklyn, New York sixth graders hospitalized for last week? The noxious odor from a can of Axe body spray, a dodgeball game that got out of control, or a car driving into their classroom?
Axe body spray.
Correct. According to a new report by Swiss forensics experts, who may have been murdered with radioactive polonium in 2004?
Got your Arafat.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What TV news show apologized today for their Benghazi report?
60 minutes.
That is exactly right. And ladies and gentlemen, that is how you do it. That's a clean sweep. Nicely done, Todd.
All right.
I made up for last time.
Yeah, you absolutely did. By the way, this weekend, Radioactive Polonium at the pageant. Go see them. They're really good. They're no El Monstero, but they're really good. Todd, hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for playing. Here's our second contestant. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say hi to my wife. We're going out for our 8th anniversary dinner tonight.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Categories are The Global Village, His Name Is the Title, or our new third category, This Week in Sports and Hobbies.
This Week in Sports and Hobbies.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Nathan, let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the Miami Dolphins player Richie Incognito is accused of bullying?
Jonathan Martin.
Correct. Which Red Sox slugger finished third in the Boston mayoral election this week thanks to write-in votes?
David Ortiz.
Big Poppy. Which Texas building, once known as the 8th wonder of the world, will be demolished after voters rejected a bond issue to save it this week?
The Houston Astrodome.
Correct. What happened to the editor of Guns and Ammo magazine when he wrote a column saying gun enthusiasts should not oppose basic limits on firearm ownership?
Yeah, fired.
He was fired, right. And I mentioned Usain Bolt a moment ago. What did Usain Bolt say he ate 1,000 times during the 2008 Olympics? Was it raw eggs, chicken McNuggets, or ibuprofen tablets?
I didn't even need the multiple choice. It's chicken McNuggets.
Wow, 2 clean sweeps in one day, ladies and gentlemen. We may have to call the prize man headquarters and order up some new prizes after today is done. Nicely done, Nathan.
I am looking forward to those donuts.
Donuts.
They're so good.
Hang on just a
Thank
second.
You.
Hey, by the way, remember, I just want to, I should all say this all the time, just as a caveat, they are donuts the size of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Please,
they are.
Please eat with your mouth.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means. it sounded like I should say something cautionary, didn't it, Dan? But I didn't, and I apologize. Let's go to our third contestant now. Hello, Steve.
Hello there, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much to say. Just I think I'm going to embarrass myself.
Well, there's the confidence we like on the Harris Challenge.
Yeah.
Which category would you like, Steve? We have The Global Village, His Name Is the Title, or our new third category, Within History.
Let's try His Name Is the Title.
All right. That's a movie category. We put 60 seconds on the clock. Steve, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title character in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, who played him?
Pass.
Who played the title character in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan?
Pass.
Who played the title character in Schindler's List?
Liam Neeson.
Correct. Who played the title character in Lawrence of Arabia? Who played the title character in Amadeus? Back to the one-pointer. Who played the title character in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
Oh, that, I know who it is. You know, I chose this category on my own free will.
Yes, you did. And here comes the buzzer. Mr. Smith was played by Jimmy Stewart. Khan was played by Ricardo Montalban. Peter O'Toole was Lawrence of Arabia. And for Amadeus, we would have accepted either Tom Hulse or Falco. Rock me, Amadeus. Steve, you got 3 points for Liam Neeson, and unfortunately that is below the punishment threshold. So I am going to have to punish you. To do that, we go back for a little bit of rock history. Everybody knows Cyndi Lauper's song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It was a big hit. Went to number 2 in 1983. What you may not know is that although Lauper won 2 Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and Best Female Pop Performance, she didn't do the song originally. The original version was by the guy who wrote it, a guy named Robert Hazard. Yeah, it wasn't a woman who sang it. It was a guy named Robert Hazard who wrote the song and recorded it with his band in 1979. And it sounded not nearly as good. Got the guitar lick down, that's for sure.
Really won. Some fun. When the world thinks that it's gone, girls just wanna have fun.
Okay, all right.
That hurts my ears.
Yeah, I understand. Believe me, we have the headphones on, Steve. Hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul.
Here comes our fourth contestant today. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I guess me and my girlfriend have been trying to get on here the past couple weeks, and it finally happened, so I'm hoping that I don't embarrass us.
Well, you're finally here. Welcome to the show. Which category would you like? There are 2 left, The Global Village or Within History.
What exactly is The Global Village?
Sounds to me like a geography category. We'll find out once you choose it.
All right, well, let's do the history one instead.
60 seconds on the clock, Sam. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Within 5 years, when was the first Miss America pageant?
Let's do 1945.
1921. Within 10 years, when was General Motors founded?
Do 1912.
Oh, you got it, 1908. Within 25 years, when did Francis Scott Key write The Star-Spangled Banner?
That would have been how many years?
Within 25.
All right, let's do, how about 1825?
It was 1814, so you get the points. Now, within 50 years, when was the first American newspaper published?
Let's do, how about 1750?
Oh, 1690, you missed. Within 100 years, when was the Pacific Ocean discovered? Hurry up, the buzzer's coming up.
Let's see, how about...
Give me an answer. Go ahead.
1420.
I said within 100 years. You said 1420. The correct answer is 1513. You win.
Oh.
Hey, all right.
Sam, you end up with 10 points. Congratulations.
All right.
Yeah, nicely done. After all this time waiting to get on, there you go. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes.
All right, party on.
All right, and here comes our final contestant today. Hello, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm a retired government worker.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what branch?
U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Okay. Our category is the Global Village.
Yeah, I heard that.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we'll give it a go.
Yeah, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the official language of Austria?
English.
German.
Oh.
Is the nation of Ivory Coast on the west coast or east coast of Africa?
West.
Correct. Which European nation has more tourists visit than any other country in the world? Is it Spain, France, or England?
England.
France. If you're in Transylvania, what country are you in?
Czechoslovakia?
Which doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
Romania is the answer.
Oh, well.
Here's your five-pointer. What country is home to the most popular theme park in the world? Is it the United States, Switzerland, or Japan?
I'd say Japan.
The most popular theme park in the world is Tokyo Disneyland in Japan. So, Janet, you got that, and you got the 2 points for the Ivory Coast. But unfortunately, that's only 7 below the threshold, and it brings in, once again, the punishment music of Mr. Robert Hazard.
Some guys take a beautiful girl, they try to hide her away from the rest of the world. All my girls are gonna walk in the sun, cause girls just wanna have fun. Yeah, girls just wanna have fun.
Okay. I bet at the end of the day, the rest of the band was, okay, we got the riff. Thank you very much.
I understand why he never made it to the top with that.
Janet, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.